why windy cities don't fall down on today's Moment of Science. The next time you're buffeted by a strong gust of wind, think how much more difficult it would be if you were up on stilts 100 stories high. For architects who design skyscrapers, strong wind is no laughing matter. Wind speed increases the higher you go, so what feels like a mild breeze on the sidewalk might be a strong gale at the top of a building. All this wind can add up to hundreds of tons of sideways pressure on a windblown skyscraper. How do tall buildings stay upright in high winds? One engineering trick that helps keep some tall buildings upright is something you probably do yourself. If a gust of wind pushes you suddenly backward, you instinctively shift your weight and lean into the wind. Many of the tallest skyscrapers are designed to do something similar. For example, near the top of the Citicorp building in New York is a room with a 400-ton block resting on a very slippery floor. The block is connected to the walls by a system of springs and pistons. When the wind pushes the building one way, the heavy block slides along the floor in the opposite direction, shifting the building's weight. When the building rocks back the other way, the block moves again. This type of system is called a mechanical dampener, and many very tall buildings use something like it. On our next program, we'll learn why a poorly designed building might be more likely to tip over sideways, perpendicular to a strong wind, rather than simply being pushed over. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by Eric Sonstrom, with help from William Emblem at Vitro Corporation. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. I'm Don Glass.